So as Yosef just pointed out, Charvona Zelio, and that's why it's alluded to, and he meant to say in the Shoshanas Yaakov, the Gam Charvona Zohor Latov, and that's a phrase we have throughout the Talmud, Elio Zohor Latov. When you had Tanoim Amorim say he met Elio, and I saw Elio Zohor Latov. Now, why do you call him Zohor Latov? He didn't die. He ascended to heaven alive. Okay. So the truth is, we're not saying Zichrono Livracha, Zohor Latov. So what does that phrase mean? When you analyze, what does that phrase mean? Stop. They attach that suffix to his name, Zohor Latov. So not Zichrono Livracha because he didn't die, but Zohor Latov. Yes, go ahead, Yosef. You want to pose an answer? Go ahead.
It's because we remember that he's going to be Mavasa the Gula. We never forget that he's going to be Mavasa the Gula. Hashem's going to be the Gula.
Okay, look, so it's a little bit more. That's correct. You're on the right track. Right. But the thing where we find Teku, Tishbi Ataris Kusurs Vibas Teku, waiting for Leo Navi. Right. Listen. Someone just told me a story from Rav Aryeh Leib, Rav Aaron Leib Shteyman, that he had an open door policy. Anyone come in and speak to him. Someone came in and said, I'm Elio Navi, and I just want the Roshiva to know first before I tell the whole world I'm Elio Navi. I'm coming to be Mevaser de Gula. Yeah, so the gaboyim there, they don't know what to do. Think about just manhandling the guy and Rav Aaron Leib laughs and says, "Kama chikinu lecha? We wait for you. So tell me, what's the halacha? Kav sumsumin ba'arba amos." He has to like a famous teiku for kav of sesame and arba amos. You have to be machres now. Anyway, he's got a good sense of humor, Rav Aaron Leib. Anyway. So he answers all the sfeikas, right? And Kayadua, Amalek is Gematria Suffolk. Amalek is the one that causes us doubts and confusions. Eonavi comes and settles all the suffolks, right? But but also in Hilchos Aveda, or in sfeikas that we have in Dine Mamnis. Oh, it's always by sfeikas. There's a scenario of Yehei Munach Ad Sheyovo Elio. Right. We don't know who to return the item to. Right, Avedas, you don't know who to return it to, but it has a simon, but you don't know how to, right? Yeah, or it's not, whatever, Zin Dine Mumnus also, there's a scenario that Bezdin impounded it. Right, Yehei Munach Ad Sheyovo Elio. Again, responding to the Sfeikas, but it only works for the benefit, not for the disbenefit. Right? Because, as the Rambam brings in Hilchos Melachim, he brings this in the part that the church censor took out. Right? The Elio Navi is destined to come and be miyachis everyone's shavit.
Right.
But if the guy is a mamzer, right, but he got away with it because his yichus got lost, Elio Navi's not going to speak. Because Aloch is taka by ho v'nitma yitma. Once a person's yichus is lost, right? Your kosher level bekol. That's the halacha, right?
But then, by the fact that Elio Navi doesn't speak, aren't we going to know that he's mamzer?
Everyone asks that kosher. I mean, and I don't know what the answer is to that. Like, he's all of a sudden silent. Cute. Maybe he could say what shaver he's from without saying he's a mamzer. Maybe. But that's what I say. That Elio Navi is only coming only lekarev and not to be merachek. I mean, the bad things taka get forgotten. Only good things, meaning he brings back only good memories. Meaning, only the good things that got lost he brings back. And the biggest thing that's good that has to be brought back is Tchias HaMesim. And that's also Chazal say, and the Rambam brings it, l'halacha, Tchias HaMesim al yidei Elio. God is going to perform Tchias HaMesim through him. So that's what we can understand with all this. When we see his function, we understand why they attached him the suffix of Zohor Latov, the good things that we lost, he brings back. The good clarities, the good memories, you know, like knowing what shevet you're from. The bad stuff, he stays quiet. Right? He's only coming for the good and not for the bad. Right? And that's the hepech of Amalek. Right? Amalek, you know, gives us sfeikus. Right? And Amalek is a, you know, so it says, Timche es zecher Amalek. Blot out even their memory. Zecher Amalek. Because the bad stuff is to be forgotten. It shouldn't even be remembered. Where the goal, utopia, is when the world is kulo tov, without ra, and even ra is not even a memory anymore. That's what Timche es zecher Amalek. Eliyahu Hanavi stands as the perfect opposite of Elio zachor latov. Right? The good memories that leave no room for the bad. You know that the bad he doesn't remind us about. Only the good things. Russia help. You know, another is come bimheira and be mavaser the gula l'chaim.
L'chaim,
fire, fire.
Try that.
Chili pepper liquor.
Try it. It's kosher at Pesach.